David Shepherdson, who's the fine writer for the Detroit News. He works out of their Washington Bureau. David, how are you? Yeah, David, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me, Tony?
Yeah. Good to hear your voice again, David. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. You recently wrote a very interesting piece titled GM Rakes in Big Profits, Avoids U.S. Income Tax. And the first thing I thought, well, they got the nice bailout. I know they're starting to pay some of their money back, some of the loan back, but how are they avoiding U.S. income tax when they're making all this money?
Good question. So, as you remember, between 2004 and 2008, GM lost about $90 billion. And you know, companies that lose money are able to basically hold on to their losses from prior years and use it basically to offset profits in future years. But what happens typically for companies like GM that go through bankruptcy is they basically are not allowed to use most of those deferred losses in future years because of a change in control. Basically, the Congress passed this law in 1986 designed to prevent big companies from buying little companies with lots of losses in bankruptcy just to avoid paying taxes. But the Treasury Department said, hey, because we're the ones that temporarily owned 61% of GM, we decide those rules don't apply. Therefore, GM can use all of these former losses in former years. So as a result, GM may not be paying taxes for years and years to come. It could be 10 years before GM has to pay federal income taxes.
You can read David's story in the Detroit News. Just go online. It's a fascinating story. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks, Tony.